Daf mem hey amid aleph menichin there maybe oh yom while it's still day meaning erev Shabbos erev Yom Tov al gabi dekel v'yadik sham b'Shabbos and you'd be able to light there for Shabbos to light the mechush because you don't have to worry that l'kashi yichbe that when it extinguishes lishka leminei you're going to take the candle v'nimsa mishdamish v'mechuber and then by taking the candle off the tree you're going to have used something which is attached to the ground meaning the tree. They came to eskatzel ledover ha'aser v'neshmash shos since the ner. The candle became muksa for something that was usur. If it was designated for something that was usur during the twilight, the vanish mashos the skatsi the kula yema, it becomes muksa for the whole day. You're going to take it and put it down the mishtamish feeling and end up using a tree on Shabbos, which is usur on Yom Tov, which is usur because the nair is not usur, is not muksa on Yom Tov. Mali Shabbos b'Shabbos nami shakol le'kishi yichbe. On Shabbos, you'll also take it once it extinguishes. Shraga de chanukosa achar shekova after it has extinguished. While it's still light lit, then we're not worried that you'll move it. The kami chavroi shelo yiruhu b'chot, so they shouldn't see it in the courtyard. Karmina mepirkin leos, we said in the early parak, the noisnum b'tefach hasamach l'rishis harabim, that you put it in the tefach. The tefach close to Rishis Rabbim, the Yedu Shehadliku Boy, Ner, they're going to know that you lit a candle there, Behem Gosar Shalol Lahadik, and they made a gezerah against being Malik. So if there's some sort of, as Rashi is going to say, Sakon, you wonder why it's only after it extinguishes. Also, Rashi earlier said next to the Pesach Adelis, or the house, and not the Pesach HaChotzer, these need to be explained. Inami, another explanation, B'yom Chagam, on the day of their holiday, in Menichim Lidlik or Elo Bebeis of Odezer, they only permitted you to light a candle in their idol temple, and that was the other problem as possible. Either they made a gzera against lighting Hanukkah, or it was a general rule against lighting candles anywhere else besides their temple. Chareishim, Umo Shahayisim, and Parsaim is a nation that was together with the Parsaim, seems to be the Zoroastrian religion. Hachi Hilchasa, Bitmia. It's the question. Hachi Hilchasa. B'shasat Chak, Sakana is danger. Almost Shalom, B'shasat Chak. Is also, if it's not B'shasat Chak, it would be forbidden and it would be Muksa. So it must be that the reason that it's not full fledged Sakana of danger, otherwise you would be permitted to move the to your life, because otherwise you should have been permitted to move the candle even before it extinguished. Shazar and Bekaiko, the Dianlo has Shrishu and hasn't taken the root yet. Mahulilkot, Velecha, you'll have to take it and then go eat it. A Muksal Rabbishim, Bedever Haroy, something which is fit, Elo Beshem and Shemener, Beshashah Hudolik, only the only thing he holds that's Muksa is the oil in the candle while it is still lit. Kinatayan El, as we said in the Brisa earlier. Hova Huxal, Mitzvahsal, Shabbos, it means for Shabbos. Huxal Yisuru, Isser Kibwe, the Isser of extinguishing. Huxal Mitzvahsal, Lesley, Bitmi, does he not hold of that? It's a question. The Kosokadaitach, we think, Shemen Shemener, Dafka comes when he says the oil in the candle, that's the only thing that he's talking about. The Ika Tarti, there's two things involved. Muksa l'mitzvah and muksa l'shel shas t'leikasum isham iser kibuy. That is both the designation of it for mitzvah. Also, there's the muksa that you're not allowed to extinguish it because of the prohibition of extinguishing on Shabbos. Our muksa l'mitzvah grade has only been designated for mitzvah, for the usage of a mitzvah, lo aser, he would not have forbade if a filu b'shas a mitzvah, even at the time of doing the mitzvah. V'atayin yisichah kol l'sukkah, krom and big day tzva'inim, it's a dyed clothing, shikurin avrayna, which is called a different, like, nice little clothing, it could be like sheets that have been dyed nice colors. A farsakim is prisikin, it's his peaches, yenos shemanim, b'klitzchuchos, you put into a glass cup, because obviously they're liquid, they need to be held in the glass cup, you couldn't see them. Then there's a designation in the muksa for a mitzvah, but the designation or a muksa of an iser that you don't have, the imishim steer, so you're worried about taking down an oil, when it comes to chol moed, it should be permitted. Dumiya dener shekava, should be no different than when the candle which is extinguished. That you're going to ask a question from him. Even if it's Pesach or Shavuos, the sukkah is sealed itself from any sort of temporary structure that you made for shade. But I feel enough, even if it fell down, because of Isser Muksa, the Skatsi Machmas Tiras, beyond that, it became Muksa because there was a prohibition of taking away in a oil on Yom Tov, element of Samachla, im Samach Chavilas Eitzim Eitzel Doifna. If you just left bundles of wood next to the wall, like Isser Muksa, there's no Isser Muksa. The Daite Aluya Beesvul, because originally in the yesterday, he already had intent to take it. The Mishkalin had taken Lamachra the next day on Yom Tov, or Shabbos to Lo Sasser Behu Oil, because it's not going to destroy his that he has, the structure that he has. So Mahakta Tony Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef having Matzilos Tzvi Bereish. And that which he says in Mechi Bar Yosef, you couldn't ask in the beginning. Al Nichalei Loisim Masnisim to Rabbi Chia Rabbi Oishia. It was better for the Gemara to ask from a Braisa that came from Rabbi Chia Rabbi Oishia. Termin of the Almas, we say generally, Mesepas Kulun Kol Masnisim, the Loi Misni Abbe Rabbi Chia, that any Mishnah Braisa which has not been said over in Rabbi Chia's Beis Medrash is not an authoritative Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Matter, if it falls down, the less they mux, yes, and the mux of Akimuk Minla Mesechus Beitza. This is how we say it in Mesechus Beitza. Mishamim Mesucha Schachag, the Chag, Shahuksel Mitzvahs, and Medesinated, and become muxu for the Mitzvah, the Mitzvahs of Kol Shiva, the Mitzvahs all 7 days. Alma Kol Shas Mitzvahs, and the Muxa Shalah. All the time of the Mitzvah that the Mitzvah is applying is knowing the Muxa of it. Even though we know Isser of taking it apart, for example, Cholamayin, Kain Shem and Kaimin, and Elomushim Isser, not because of prohibition, Elomushim Mitzvah because of Mitzvah, the Hoyle Hooks, and the Mitzvah, so it's designated for the Mitzvah, the Shabbos, Hooks, the Kol Zman Isser, the Lekosu becomes designated for the whole time that it's prohibited to do something to it. The mitzvah is only at the time that it's lit. That's when you have a Shabbos candle. When it's extinguishing, well, mitzvah is no longer any mitzvah involved in it. But by sukkah and sukkahs, mitzvah calls shiva. The mitzvah falls 7 days. The chassel calls the man mitzvah, and the designation and the iser mukzah is going to be the whole time of the mitzvah. Ella gorgeres mitzvah. We can gorgeres is te'inim. It is figs. Shemala lagag liyoshim, bring them up to the roof to dry them out. In the shtal shem atman, it stays there a little bit. In we lechilo, it becomes not fit for consumption. As she says, until it dries out. Chen tzmukim tanovim, so to making raisins by grapes. Hayo oichel teenim rubusa ashmin esichin sechidish to have it ochel ozel that you continue to eat from it. Askinu asachtaiti ba'aksan. Since you put them on the roof, you have separated your mind from it and you've turned it into muksa. Chavushim is quince, which is quince. V'chenat ha'omer v'afogam dehani chazi kol shaitz. These are fit to be used at any moment. I feel nishtal, even if they are left around, lo niskalkul, they don't become ruined. Mi'ohol v'ksehinu asiri. Since you separated yourself from them, they became prohibited. Inim Rabbi Yehuda lemali hanich denokat. Why after these that you mentioned that tchinu b'yadayim that you pushed away proactively with your own hands? I feel echnisen nami la'itzer by hazman. Even if you just have stored them in your storage, it would also need to be designated afterwards for usage because he holds of muksa. Daf mem hey omid beis. Pitzilei tamara, tamarim hanokotim kaitim bishulan. These are dates which you have harvested before they are fully ripe. The kaitim on some besalim sha'izim ululavim, and you put them into baskets which were made from lulav. They mispashas ma'alim, and they ripen on their own. Mahu lechol behem kaitim bishulam. Well, why is the halacha about eating them before they fully ripe? Mi moide behem de muksas hen gegregers v'tzimukim alo. Does he agree that they are muksa like the raisins and the dried figs or not? Elab Gregus is smoking. Ikatarti, there's two things over there. The tchinu b'yadayim, you push it away with your own hands. The lochazo, and also that they're not fit. Rabbi Lesley Muksa, the kachkosaita that we find to be the bay minay alibet Rabbi Shimon, since they asked him according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, alma havishmiyale me'abuho, the Rabbi Shimon's really, it must be that he heard from his father, because this is Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, asking, he must have heard from his father that he held like Rabbi Shimon. Mashkin derech lahashkos behemul lefnei shchita. It was the custom to have an animal drink before you shecht it. Shetahei noichel lahashit, so it should be easier to skin. Havin barios habrisos. These are ones which are out in the fields. Berivia be marcheshman. That is in marcheshman, the beginning of the rains. The elum and barios kol shiroyos ba'efer havahani mihu asir. But these are iser alma that shows islei muksa that he holds of the iser muksa. Ibo yisem mahani mid barios nami kegorgios tami that the wild. The animals are more like, considered like the dried grapes, meaning raisins. The tchinu b'yadayim is as if you pushed it away with your hands. V'yesh toirach leilech levim, and there's a difficulty to go back and bring them. V'yboi yisema ha'hida b'tzili tamar l'dvarav. The Rebbe Shimon Kamar for the Rebbe Lus really that which he said about the dates had nothing to do with his own opinion. That was Rebbe Shimon's opinion, but he himself did not hold that way. Hachi Garcia, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Amar was Bnei Yeshiva. That was the other Talmid Chachamim in the Yeshiva. Sruya Kruya Al Shem Mekayim, and it has to do with his place where he's from. Kum also Lashum Tashrus any usage. Elul Tarna Gaelam Hilkach. Therefore, Havale Malachta Le Isser. It's Malachta Le Isser, but also and it becomes Muksa. Alma that shows Islam Muksa, the hills of Muksa. The Isbe Efrech. Mace the Lohazil Mechel, that a human can't eat it, I mean a Jewish human can't eat it, the person's owner, will call the name of the husband and dogs also not going to eat it. Bachel Gadam Rabbi Shimon, Mechatinus in the Veil of Nea Club, and Rabbi Shimon holds that you can chop up a dead carcass before the dogs to feed them. Hani Mili Bimusukan instead of something which was sickly the day before, so therefore your mind was to use it as animal food. I will breed a healthy animal, lo, nope, that you can't. The Lohavi Daitim Esmul the Club, because his intent was not to use it as animal food yesterday before Shabbos oriented. The Haya Frech Shemes, and this chick that died, but Shabbos on Shabbos, Nami Lohavi that died. Also, his intent was not yesterday to use it as dog food. That he says you can chop up the carcass in front of the dogs. Miss Kenneth, that was the one that was sickly. That his intent already yesterday before Shabbos Yontif was to use it as dog food. He agrees with Balei Chaim, but with living animals, Klamer, which means to me, Bebriim, with healthy ones, Shemesa that just happened to die, Shasurin, that there are Muks, there are also Shapra commentaries, then you could have a good answer to the Rabbi Shimon, Gufe Lochazil Kloven. The Rabbi Shimon is also holding that it's talking about in the case where they're not fit to be used for dogs. My equal member, Mahai Chazil Kloven, but then they're fit for dogs. The Isbe Bombeza Shinota Hayom, which was laid today, and whether Rabbi Shimon Benilla, Rabbi Shimon agrees that the Nolad is something which comes into creation today on Shabbos Yom Tov has the Isser of Muksa. Lomar of Nachman b'Shmeitzah Kameisah based on the first Sugya Beitzah. The Isba Beitzah Freyach the Kelav lo Achalei Mishum Klipa, and the Kelav is not going to eat it because of the shell. So he says Yishanim asks that you can remove the shell and feed it to the dog. Vlei lo Sfira lei the Rabbi Yechanan lo Sfira lei he doesn't hold the Tavi Halacha Rabbi Shimon that the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon behind the Rabbi Yitzchak, and that's the statement of Rabbi Yitzchak. The At Lo Tizbro Mekami the Shmeisle the Rabbi Yitzchak love it. And before you heard that which Rabbi Yitzchak said, love is Yidatz Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi you do not know that Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnei times us the Talta look in the first time. Look how he's explain later. The Lav Lutz to Leavid is not meant to be moved. The Adam Kovei Alamok a person has a permanent place for it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Anu In Lanu Shum Heter Behilchas Tiltol Neiris. There is no heter with in any of the hilcha moving in there. Elo b'ner yoshin in an old candle, Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon, the matter they permitted Abu Menorah, but by Menorah, no. Hilchach, therefore, e lam and Rabbi Yitzchak. If it wasn't for Rabbi Yitzchak, lo havi yedanale, I wouldn't have known the salacha. Then Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Yehuda. I'll hash the yedanale, the Rabbi Yehuda's really, but now I know that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the kulopar, and everything, bar muksa machmas mias, ner yoshin, except for muzami, which is muksa because it's disgusting, like an old candle.